Tania Ana is kindly joining us from Waiora, where she's the Pau Whakahaere and Māori Workforce and Research Manager at Te Whatuora in Taranaki. She's had a long experience with the health sector. And we're just talking about this kaupapa, how long it's been going, etc., and some of the goals that it has set itself. Tania is from Kakanunu, and it's really great to have you with us, Tania. Ko Dale Tene, thanks for joining us on our program. Pakiwa.
Oh, morena, morena. I'd just like to say it's actually beautiful here in Taranaki. No jackets are needed this morning.
Oh, yeah. So everyone from Taranaki is really an ambassador for Taranaki tourism. So I understand that. I've got people working with us who put pictures of the maunga everywhere. So can you see the maunga today, Tania?
Absolutely. It's clear. Our koro is clear as this morning.
Beautiful. It's nice, actually, when you go to Taranaki and you find that, because mostly I accept that there'll be cloud cover, but if you're lucky, you'll get a peek of its majesty. Sounds beautiful, Tania. Hey, thank you for joining us, Tuhine. Thank you. Waiora is spelt W-H-Y, order. Maybe you could just back us up and talk with us about this kaupapa and when it got started, what it does.
Yeah, interesting concept on the name. It started 13 years ago, so with the aspiration of increasing our Māori health and disability workforce equal in proportion to our population share. And at the moment, it sits around 20%. And at the time when we started this, the workforce population at the Taranaki District Health Board, as it was called then, was around about 6%. The name, when we first, our board is Whakatipu Rangiri Marau, so the aspiration is an additional 500 more Māori in the health and disability sector that would get us equal in proportion to our population share. But as we were going around to the kura, so we work with all 13 secondary schools and the two kura in Taranaki, and, Whakatipu Rangiri Marau and the rangatahi or the taiohi were like, oh, okay, how... can you just tell us it again? And so we played around with the words and, you know, the aspiration of health. And so we kind of played around with why health? Why do we need more Māori in health? Why is it important for Māori to be healthy? Why? And so we just thought, well, why not Waiora? Why? And get our taiohis thinking, you know, why do we need more Māori in health? Why should I look at a career in health? So that's pretty much how we come around with our name, and it was easy for our rangatahi to get their tongues around as well. So, yeah, that's where our name comes from. And we've stuck with it.
Oh, I think it's easy to remember. And Waiora asks a question, but perhaps also in a way answers it. So it's been going for a while, trying to strengthen those who are enthused by working in the health sector, health and disability sector. Talk with us for a moment about the latter, because sometimes it's very comforting for those who are challenged physically or mentally to have somebody familiar with them, working with them in an intimate way. How great is the need for more Māori in the health disability area, Tania?
Absolutely, there's a need in all of our sectors in health. In our disability sector, at the time, we had a board chair, our first board chair for Whakatipu Rangiri Marau, and he actually had a disability himself. So he felt really passionate that we were enabled to support our rangatahi with those with disabilities. And it's not just physical disabilities either to enter into the health and disability workforce. So we haven't not had a focus in that area. Of course, you have a focus with Māori, but our disability, we're quite strong in that area as well. We feel we are. And disabilities for us, as I've mentioned, are not just physical. Our rangatahi present with quite a few mental unwellness at the moment, so we try and work through with our rangatahi in that space to enter in the, into a career in health as well. The disability part was driven by one of our past board chairs who had an absolute focus in that area.
Kia ora, we'll talk about numbers that you've been able to grow over the years, but the organisation's relationship with Te Whatuora Taranaki.
Long-standing relationship. Actually, that started when we first started this kind of vision of increasing our Māori Health and Disability workforce. We went to, at the time, DHB, Te Whatuora Taranaki now, and we, at the time I was working for the Ministry of Social Development, and we went and we kind of said, hey, are there any employment opportunities here in the health sector? And at that time, the Chief Advisor, Māori Health, said, well, actually, we have two kaiārahi or kaiāwhina roles. And my colleague and I kind of looked at each other and went, two? This is the biggest employer in Taranaki, and we have two vacancies that were able for Māori that might be easy access to an employment opportunity. So that was kind of a challenge. So over that 13 years, our relationship has really grown. We've got to today, you know, I think in my title, I actually am contracted into Te Whatuora Taranaki at the moment. I'm currently the Te Urangapu Chief Advisor, Māori Health, over at TDHB or Te Whatuora Taranaki. So we've had a long-standing relationship, and over the time of building workforce, you kind of unpack some of the other issues that are happening, recruitment, retention, how are we looking after our Māori when they are in the workforce. So we've had a partnership for over the 13 years to try and unpack some of those issues, and it's still strong today. And they have an amazing leadership team currently at Te Whatuora Taranaki. So it's kind of a really easy space to work with, because we're not trying to convert those who don't understand about why we our aspirations are to increase Māori in the health workforce. So it's actually an easy process for us to be working with Te Whatuora Taranaki and their executive leadership team.
Tēnā koe, across the years, how successful has it been to draw in potential health workers to work with them so they're job ready? And hopefully they've been able to get, you know, out into the health workforce too with the support of Waiora. What sort of numbers have we had over the years?
Yeah, I guess over the 13 years, so we've got layers. And when we talk about numbers, you know, we have the long, over the 13 years, we've built a long-term relationships with our whaiora that start at secondary school, and we support them right through and through their tertiary education or their connection pathways and into employment. So today, as of today, we've had 11 doctors graduate through the program. So if you think about how long it takes to become a doctor, that's 6 years to become a doctor. And so we've had 11 of our taiohi that have gone through from secondary school and now have doctorates, and 8 in the pipeline. But I guess a point I want to make around that as well is, you know, those are our doctor pathways, and 3 of those doctors, because it's important around reo and how we communicate with our whānau and the hospital setting. And so 3 of those doctors took a year off in their 5th year of medical studies and did total immersion reo, and then went on to complete their medical degree. So 11 doctors, I think over 60 nurses have been put through. Had a dentist, our only, a Māori dentist, she's now working in Waitara here in Taranaki. So physiotherapists, we've had physios, occupational therapists. So there's numbers in high volumes. And when we talk about high volumes, this is why we have a long-term vision of this, because, you know, a dentist, her journey started off as a cadet with us, so she was a cadet. And that's why I talk about our different pathways. So cadetships, we pretty much broker employment opportunities directly out of school and into the health workforce. So currently we've got 5 cadets in at the Te Whatuora Taranaki. One of them, Trill, he's working in as a making up all of our prosthetics and our for specialising shoes for those with disabilities and walking. So he's in our orthopaedics department, orthotics department. So he's got a cadetship there, and we've got 4 others in our allied areas around physiotherapy assistance and administration assistance. So they're directly into employment from secondary school. And then, yeah, as we say, it layers through tertiary education. And I guess one of the advantage, well, what we are proud of is when we first started this, when we just think about our nursing and our nursing students who used to graduate, very few of our Māori students were offered opportunities directly in at the Whatuwata, Taranaki, or the District Health Board at that time. And so we broke it up, an agreement, and now 100% of our Māori students who choose to go into the Whatuwata setting are employed. So I guess it's about opening up opportunities, but there's a lot of work that's been happening behind doors with the relationship with the Whatuwata Taranaki to try and ease the pathways for our Māori to get into the health sector. And once they're in there, the next goal is to ensure that they're authentically able to operate as Māori. And that's taken some time, I'll be honest about that. We're still working through that, and I guess that's happened through all our Aotearoa of our Māori working in the health sectors. We're now having a focus on how do we retain our Māori in those sectors, and how are they looked after while they are in those sectors or in the health sector.
Well, it's good talking with you, and I hope you're okay, but obviously a vehicle for improved Māori health outcomes, one suggested was Taka Whaiora. We sort of dipped our toes into the water, but now have been pushed out of the sea because the sharks have arrived and we've been forced to get out. Your thoughts on what might have been a vehicle for improved Māori health outcomes but won't be going forward in the way that it was planned and championed? How, Whakaaro, can you share any thoughts there with us, Tanya?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, for all of my colleagues, whānau actually that I was Taka Whaiora, the aspiration when that was set up, and I was fully involved in that as well, it kind of gave us, for Māori, it gave us that opportunity to be able to raise our voices, to start looking at policies and processes that are the barriers for Māori working in health, to try and help identify where our targets or our hotspots could be within health and how do we address that. And when you think about 18 months, I think it's very unfair that there's a target to say, well, within 18 months, we haven't shown or they're perceiving as Te Aka Whaiora hasn't shown results. Well, I guess I'd challenge that in the same area with Te Whatuwata as well. They've gone through a restructure and they haven't had the magnifying glass over them as to what results they have shown in the last 18 months around their restructure either. So I'm a little bit sad. I'm saddened. I know wholeheartedly the whānau that transferred over to Te Aka Whaiora were absolutely there to ensure that there was a better system for Māori. And so I'm grieving, as with many others, I would suspect, around Aotearoa, that the Te Aka Whaiora have not had the opportunity to fully show the potential of that organisation.
Well, thank you, Tanya. Tanya, from the Taranaki Tourism Board, or soon to be, and Tanya sharing some lovely kōrero about the kaupapa to get more of our people in the workforce. Tanya Anaha, who's from Y Order. If you are ever curious, just dial that up with a YWHY and you'll find out more about the organisation. All the best with the mahi going forward, Tanya, and thanks very much for sharing some kōrero about what's been keeping you busy over the years.
Ngā mihi. You're more than
good to talk with you, Tanya. Thanks very much. And